because you're giving me a breakdown. Hey everybody, welcome back to The Breakdown. It's been such an exciting time of year. We've had Christmas, and tonight is New Year's Eve. Is this our first New Year's Eve show?
You know, you were talking to me without even welcoming me. I thought I was, you just like old days, buddy, right there. High five. Happy New Year, everyone!
You always have a home. You always have a home here. This is our New Year's Eve special edition.
It is.
They're gonna fire Dick Clark. And
oh my gosh! You mean Ryan Seacrest now?
Yeah.
Dick's long gone. Oh my gosh! Yeah. Oh, God love Dick Clark. He was great. Yeah. Well, we decided to take over. Kurt and Luke here decided to take over the New Year's Eve special.
Yes,
which is wonderful. I know. Probably the first time we've ever done a New Year's Eve show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And it'll be the last time we ever do.
It'll be the last time. It'll be the last time. You know, Pastor Zach brought an amazing message on Sunday.
Oh, so good.
Hebrews 10. Mm-hmm. And it's a prologue to this new series that we're going to embark in on the testimonies of the lives of faith, of those inspirational stories in chapter 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And on that, you know, I really felt that the Lord is calling all of us to exhibit faith in our life.
Yeah.
And what faith means, and I teach on this in my SOS class, when you look at the Greek word faith, it's pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. And that's where we get like the word like epistemology, like the study of knowledge. Faith isn't this immaterial thing. It's what do I believe? Mm. What am I going to take as a belief? And now that I believe it, how does that then impact how I walk?
Yeah, so good.
So we don't know. It is a substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen.
Mm.
But it's me taking a hold of Jesus is the answer. Jesus is my Savior. And now how do I live out that life, bringing heaven to earth here?
It's so good. Luke, we have made faith very ethereal,
yes,
and upper echelon, and it's very practical. You know, it's a confident realization. And when you just take time to break down Hebrews 11:1, you know, I love how, I thought it was just so beautiful on Sunday. Pastor Jack just kept reading. He didn't stop when chapter 10 ended. I'm like, this is the way to read the word.
Amen.
You know, it was so good. And I was like, yes, keep reading, because we do read out of context sometimes.
I had never read it that way. I've studied Hebrews, but you study chapter by chapter.
You do. And then what I got excited about was watching what he did 10 to 11. I'm like, wait till you get to 12, because that's exactly, therefore, being surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses.
Yes.
That's how we run.
Amen.
Looking to Jesus, laying
Amen.
Off the way. So all that to say, yes, you're right. We've made it this kind of upper, like I said, echelon, ethereal concept, when it can be very practical. It's a confident realization without the substantive. You know, you don't have the substantial touching of it yet,
right?
But it's a confident realization,
right,
inwardly, and that causes action. Faith always has corresponding action with
it. Right, because otherwise it's just an idea that you're entertaining.
That's right. Paul says, we believe, therefore we speak.
Amen.
There's always a corresponding action to every ounce of faith.
Amen. And so what I've felt for us is that we all need to receive that word from the Lord for this season of our life, and then live that out. So if you have not yet trusted in Jesus, know that he is the solution to your life's need. He died so that you could be reconnected,
yes,
with your Heavenly Father,
yes,
so that you could be made a son and a daughter of God, so that you could, as Jesus says, I came that they would have life and have it more abundantly, or life to the full.
Yeah.
Like I like to call it, he came so you could have a maxed out life.
Mm.
And that is the Lord's vision for you. That is his message for you. Will you take of it and then walk that out as he leads you?
That's so good. And we're doing that. We're walking into something new. You know, Luke and I got to talking. I don't know. I remember distinctly we were on the stage when we started this dialogue. And I just want to say, you know, a couple years ago, it was in January that we kicked off the breakdown.
The stage was being reset.
Oh, that's what it was.
For the worship. You know how we dropped those platforms.
You remember the day then.
Yes. And now looking back on it, I'm like, that was a very prophetic thing.
It was a very...
The stage is being reset.
Yeah.
So continue.
Nobody has the picture in our head right now. We're just off in our own la-la land looking at each other like, we get it.
Yeah.
Listen, it's hard to bring you into where we were, but I want to say this. It was It must have been three or four years ago now that
2022.
Okay. You had come to me and you said, hey, I've got this idea. And I remember we sat outside of where we are now and we sat with Pastor Zach and we pitched it and he loved it. And, you know, I just want to say it was so awesome to spend all that time jumping in with you and doing this breakdown and just trusting the Lord. You felt very strongly at that time where our church was. And I just want to say too, Luke, for those who don't get to spend a lot of time with you, you're not just coming to church and attending and then serving here and serving there. You're waiting on the Lord for our church. And you're like, hey, this is where I feel like our church is right now. And that is very remarkable because, you know, Ashley and I were talking about this recently. We sometimes view ourselves very individually and we forget that we're a part of a greater sum.
Amen.
We are a part of a greater whole. We are the body of Christ. And so it's not like, oh, that's you over there and this is me. It's like, no, we're a part of the body. And you'll come in and you'll be like, hey, this is where I believe our church is at right now. This is what I believe is God is doing, and this is how we should move forward. And I love that about you. And we did that a couple years ago with the breakdown. And today we're meeting, and you're
and
like,
it went through several revisions.
Yes, it did. I remember. Yeah, we started with the video. Yep.
I wanted to bring guests right away, and they're like, no, let people get to know you and Kurt.
Yeah. Oh, so many iterations of the breakdown. Ultimately, I left you a year ago, and life got busy. And then you started bringing other people on the show.
Yep.
And it was great. All the guests were awesome. Ultimately, to come to what God has been, you know, kind of speaking to us, you know, as we've been waiting on the Lord this year.
Individually.
And that's the coolest part,
because
it's confirmation. And I want to say that before you even share this is that, you know, the scripture tells us a couple of times that on the testimony of two or three witnesses, a truth is established. And so when we're looking for what the Lord is doing, you know, we're seeing, okay, this is where you came in today and it bore witness with my spirit. The Lord is all over this.
Amen. Amen. And so where I've been sensing that the Lord is taking us is that, at least for me, this was like the word that the Lord gave for me when I was considering the breakdown and knowing that we need a change. I don't know what it is, but I felt that the Lord said like, this needs to get bigger than you.
Mm.
And I was like, okay. And I had to walk that out, but I don't know what that is. And then I even walking into our meeting today, that's all I really had.
Wow.
I knew that we needed something new. The new year was going to bring something new. We do need some sort of teaching.
Mm-hmm.
We do need some sort of, you know, because people do grow this way. There are so many of you that have said that, you know, thank you for the breakdown. It really blesses me. I look forward to listening to it. So I know that that's a vehicle that ministers to people. But we don't want to just keep something going to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
And we also don't want to inundate people with media
because
people can only handle so much.
Yeah.
And so I came in to meet with Pastor Kurt and presented that to him. Very open to whatever the Lord was going to have for us next, for our church next.
And so as Luke came in to share with me, it was so perfect because we had just come out of our meeting, our culture meeting yesterday with Pastor Zach and Ashley, and we were hearing from them about where we're going and what God is doing. And just a real season right now, I believe we all can see that there's a time of preparation. We're in a time of preparation. And you even came in saying some similar things like, hey, I'm seeing that we've hit this part.
We've hit a ceiling.
We've hit a ceiling, and therefore there must be some preparation. And Pastor Zach was telling us this is a good time to kind of go back and take a look at everything, revisit all the systems, revisit all the policies, revisit the way we're doing this, and really evaluate, take inventory. What I've been hearing is like, okay, in the parable of the virgins, the foolish and the wise virgins, both fell asleep, but one group didn't have sufficient oil. And so what I keep hearing is like, it's a time to make sure there's oil in our lamp.
Amen.
And there's reserves. We've got to have it. Okay. So I really, as we've been meditating on this and I was saying, okay, Lord, what are you doing? I've been working with David, our media guy, and Lori, you know, the creative arts. And we've been talking about what God is moving into for this upcoming year. And with our greenhouses, I've been working with Heather. We've been talking about greenhouses. And one of the things that she was mentioning is, hey, we need to actually start supplying more regular teaching for our greenhouses. And when you and I first started the breakdown, I don't think greenhouses were...
No, they were not.
...a thing yet.
No, they were not.
We were just talking about this with David. They weren't a thing yet. And so we had originally seen that the breakdown would serve as that place of gathering. Hey, if you could just gather and listen or gather and watch this back then you can have a dialogue about what God's doing. And so... You know, now the greenhouses are here, and Heather has done a remarkable job working with greenhouses all year, really getting things flowing. And now we want to make sure that greenhouses have a supply of teaching coming to them regularly. So the Lord began to speak to me about just kind of creating a weekly teaching, whether it's 15 to 20 minutes or a little bit longer. And, you know, we'll issue these out via video, and people can grab them and watch them. And we started last year with the workshops, and that was really awesome. But we began to realize... It's not just topically, like we need to talk about what the Bible is saying, but we need to be present to what the Holy Spirit is saying in the moment.
Yes.
And so that's the need for that weekly
teaching.
A timely word. Yes, good call right there. So between what the Lord was showing you and what the Lord was showing me, we kind of called David in and said, hey, we see, you know, this breakdown as it has been known, kind of coming to a close at this point.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I really see it as... This is a growth point.
Yeah, it's like a launching.
So it's a building off of.
Yeah, yeah.
It, you know, and that's the thing. I think it's important, even as we were having this conversation, I think it's important that we all come to understand how the Lord moves seasonally in our life. Because the Lord wants us to keep growing.
Yeah.
And there are no limits to where we can go in Him.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes that can look like... In your next season, things look different than the old season.
Yeah.
And that can be difficult, I think, for some people. But really, it's when you're in step with the Lord, you actually get excited to go to
you do.
The next season.
You do. You know, I like that you're saying that, Luke, because I think, you know, my terminology was probably wrong, saying coming to an end. Instantly, as started you speaking, I began to see, even though this is called the breakdown, and we, rightly so for what it was purposed 4 years back, I began to see a foundation. And it's like now that the foundation has been laid, the builder gets excited because the framing is going to start going up.
Amen.
So if we begin looking at everything, this is how it works in the kingdom. You know, so many times, Luke, we are so resistant to change and growth and development, but there's nothing in our world that doesn't change and grow and develop. We get excited. We don't want the seed to stay the seed. We want
Absolutely
the seed
not.
To produce
no.
the sprout
yeah.
and then yield the crop. We want it. So in our own lives, when we see that change is taking place, we should rather rejoice and get excited
right.
because something new is coming. You know, the Lord began to share this with me last year. He began to reveal to me that I was moving into, and I've told multiple people this, a season of death. And it wasn't a physical death, but there was a death that was taking place to some dream and some vision that I was carrying for a long time. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad that died, because the truth is we have to be like Abraham. And Abraham believed that even if God had to raise and resurrect Isaac from the dead, he would.
Amen.
Our confidence has to be
Amen.
In that we serve the God who raises the dead.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, we always go back to that passage where it's, you know, unless a seed goes into
yes.
the ground
yes.
and it dies.
Yes.
And Jesus was talking about that, about himself.
Correct.
But
it's a principle.
That principle mm-hmm. also applies. And what the Lord really teaches us in that is, I am the giver of life.
Yes.
So even your dreams, I am the giver of life
yes.
to those dreams.
It's good. It's really good. So we see our dreams growing. We got some awesome growth taking place here. Kind of cool that we're closing out the this year.
Amen.
We're doing a New Year's
yes.
Eve show.
Yes.
And this is going to be our last breakdown right now, as it is.
We're going to let the ball drop on the breakdown. All the breakdown merch is now vintage. You know.
Well, you and I have like 4 mugs. I think that's the merch.
They're floating around. So,
did you get one?
It's somewhere.
It's somewhere
in the building.
I tried to leave one for you. It was so funny when we first started the breakdown. We had a couple other people here joining us. It was so wonderful, and we did video, and they got us mugs. But nobody knew that I was left-handed, right? And so they made me like the mug with the label on one side. And so it was just difficult to pick up. I was like, oh, I can't. It's going to look white. But anyways, it was fun. It was a really, really good season. And I think that's really wonderful to be able to look back and say, wow, hey, that foundation has been laid. And praise God for that foundation, because the house needs to stand.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. So, yeah.
Wow.
This is where we're at.
I can't believe it.
So
that's
what would you
awesome.
Encourage our listeners, you know, to take from Sunday? Because you were in the service.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I mean, everybody knows. Most people know me. And you get to talking about faith, and I'm lit. I'm just all over it. I get really excited. I love that Pastor Zach was breaking down. He quoted a couple of times, which I think is really important. Hebrews 11:6. He'll expound on it later this week or in the weeks to come. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. I think it's really important. We can hear that. And we can almost feel a little challenged by it, but it's actually really good when we understand what's being communicated. And I love that Pastor Zach took time to break down Hebrews 11:1 about that confident realization. Mm-hmm. So my big takeaway from Sunday is really come into the new season that God has for you. As always, as we should be, open-handed. Like you said, hey, those dreams, they come to life through God. He is the giver of life.
Amen.
You know, and it's got to come through him. But to really be excited, I think if I could say this, we have to be a people capturing the eternal perspective. Mm-hmm. Everything in this life is so temporary, and we have to capture. As we move into this year, more than anything, we have to have our spiritual eyes. In faith, we need to know, listen, it's a good reminder. I love when I come through seasons of death and I realize, wait a minute, this is a reminder. Everything in life is temporary. What am I looking forward to? Am I building all my hope and my expectation on the here and now? It'll fail no matter what. Or am I really storing up that treasure and my hope is for the eternal so I can be a faithful steward right now, knowing that there is a great day of glory?
Amen. Amen.
That's what I got.
And that's the thing. When we walk by faith, it's taking what the Lord has given you, and it looks like you're giving it away. But that's an investment, right? Your money's not just going to grow in a stockpile in your hands.
That's
your
right.
House. What you get from that is you can see it, you can touch it.
Yes. Ooh.
And you know it's there.
You know it's there.
But for it to grow and for it to do what the Lord would have you, you have to invest it.
You do.
And that it has to leave your hands.
Yes. That's so good. Every time you talk, I got tons of imagery. What is that parable that Jesus talks about? The great guy who planted everything, got a great harvest, sat back and relaxed and was like, ah, now I can be at ease. And what does the Lord say? You fool.
Right.
This very night your life is required of you. Mm-hmm. This kingdom of God, which is not of this world, this kingdom of God is a kingdom of sowing and reaping.
Right.
Not of buying and selling,
exactly.
Not of storing.
Exactly.
There is one who
yep.
scatters and yet increases more.
Yeah.
There is one who withholds more than is right,
yeah.
and it leads to poverty.
Yeah. And you know, the word says, Jesus says, like, where your treasure is, mm-hmm. there your heart will be also.
For sure.
And if you're struggling with loving your church or loving where God has you, maybe it's because you're not giving enough.
Wow.
When you place your treasure there, you start to care.
Yeah, so true.
You know, it's so important that we understand that. You know, like when that man died, his treasure was there, but
yeah.
now it's up to the executors of the will.
That's exactly
they
right.
They determine where it goes.
That's exactly right.
Right? Or, you know, however he'd set it up. But how much better when you're alive and you give and then you can see it grow.
Amen. Oh, that's so good. This has been a great season. It's been a great ride with you, Luke. I just want to thank you
Amen.
Once again on behalf of everybody who's, you know, you've just been such a blessing doing this breakdown. And it was so, so, so much fun. We had so many good times coming in this room. And when it was not in this room, we also had a lot of good times too. So I have really enjoyed. And what we plan to do is, as weekly teaching is coming out, made available to the greenhouses, most of you greenhouses, overseers, you already know how to pull those down. But we'll have Luke on. We'll have him do some teaching. Because if you haven't taken a class with Luke, if you haven't spent time with Luke, he is a phenomenal teacher. And you got to receive what he has for you.
Thank
so
you.
It's good.
All right. Well, how about you pray and I'll close.
Oh, I love it. So do I pray now?
Yeah.
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for the season of breakdown. Thank you for the foundation of breakdown. Thank you for the time that you have given us. And we bless and praise your holy name. I thank you for the investment, everybody, from the early days to today. Everybody who has put their hand to the plow to make sure that this is a successful podcast and show. And we offer it up to you. And we thank you that we get to build on this. It's so exciting. So we honor you, we bless you, and give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, Lord, we thank you for what you've done, and we look forward to seeing what you will do in 2026. Bless us all, and we know that you go with us and before us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, as you would say, Luke.
I'm Luke.
And I'm Kurt.
That's The Breakdown. You're giving me all.